We're on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara. We had in the Mishnah Ha'ima La'chulen Sha'ichaloch. It's also, and La'chulen, it's speaking about the Ran. It said Kulei BePaschas Halamet Kriina Luhu. Mishimachi also the Mishtamish the Mishtoi. The Mishtami Loichulin Elako. Lachulin Loyoichaloch, it should not, but that what I eat from you should not be chulin. It should be kolben. So it's also. Savruha. So the Gemara held, and we'll see the Ram says it's not only a Havamina, this is Taka the Maskone. My Lachulin Loy Lachulin Lahevi. La'chulin means it should not be chulin, ella kolben. It should be a kolben. Moni masnisin. So who is our Mishnah going according to? Irameya, if it's going according to Rameya, leslei michlalav ato shemeya hein. Rameya does not hold michlalav ato shemeya hein. That means he doesn't hold if you say from lachulin, we should derive that it means not chulin, but a kolben. This nan, rameya reima, kol tnai she'enei ketnai b'nei got b'nei ruvein enei tnai. Just like rameya holds, if you are not koifel the tnai is not repeated, tzai mitzad hein and tzai mitzad lav. So it is not a kosher at night. If it's not t'nai b'nei godim ne ruvim, it's not a t'nai. So memele, so the Gemara says, so he doesn't hold miklal hein ato shemei alav. So why had the Mishnah can go according to Rameya? Because I shouldn't say lachulin means kolben. That's miklal hein ato shemei alav. Now, I'd like to mention a yesoid, what Rabbi Chanan says, he brings from Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chanan is in Kevit Shurim, Baba Basra, Tof Lamed Zayin. Memeson, the Bnei Yehuva, says this already, on Hilchas Ishus, this yesoid. I would like to mention it from Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chanan brings from Rabbi Chaim this yesod. Let us appreciate what he's going on. He's going on, there's a big problem. If we go Basar Umdene, why do we need a Tanai Kofel? Umdene means a person, Bechlau didn't speak out, Befeirish, one of the tzodim of the Tanai. Hevden Umdene, the reason he's doing it is because of this and this. So the male of this and this won't be, so it's not Chal. So without saying anything, an Umdene helps. So why do you need a Tanai Kofel? So this is a kasha that Rishonim ask. The Balamoyer says that if there's an umdene, it's, I assume, ke'ilu hisne, just like he would have made the t'nai the way it should have been made. But if he started making the t'nai already, then he has to make it properly. That's what the Balamoyo says. But an umdin is, so I understand that this person would want to make a tanai, and so I have already the both studying from the umdin. So it would seem from the Balamoyo that there's a special halacha when one makes a tanai. When he makes a tanai, he has to speak out both studying of the tanai. The kasha, so Rabbi Chanan asks, the gabi chulin loy oicholoch, מייסי בגמור נדורים, פלוטה דרמיה ורבונה. בתנאי כופל, דפליגי ימרינה מכלל הן עטר שמי עליו. ומי ראי? דומה רמיה סביר עלי נמי מכלל הן עטר שמי עליו. מכל מוקים בוי תנאי כופל מגזרס הקוס עבדומיה בני גודה בני רובי. איסיסיס מדי כמו דבר למור, זה גזרס הקוס עבדומיה. But when you make a tnai, it has to be made properly. So that's a din in huchas tnoi. So what does this have to lachul on the yoichlos? So he asked Rab Chaim the kasha. So Rab Chaim answered as follows. The plukta de mechlal hein ata shemei alav. So the machlokes is im halav nichlal beloshen hahein. That means when one says the hain, is it ki'ilu, the lav was also said. Ve'im kein k'sha'imer ha'hein l'chut, ha'vikilu oimer ha'hein v'halav, u'memeyla ha'vikofu. That the chilkim an rameya, the chilkim an rameya that hold that you don't need a t'nai kofu, is not pshat. You don't need a t'nai kofel. You have a t'nai kofel. That means if a person says one tzad, it's ki'ilu, he spoke out the other tzad. Not only we understand the other tzad, but it's ki'ilu, the other tzad was spoken. In the hein, miklal hein ato shemeya lav. That means we hear the lav, miklal hein. The idoch man the yomar svirlei, Rameya holds, the af the onu mevinim games alav midvor. We understand the lav, we kol mokim einei bechlal l'shainei. But he didn't say it. He said one tzad, I understand if it will be differently, he doesn't want it, but he didn't say the other tzad. Vlei mikri pirish es halav, vlei havi dum yidim negod of neiru. So he says, Amoyredik epshat Rab Chaim, that in Emerson, everyone is moide, in this nekudi, you need dum yidim negod of neiru, that both tzodim have to be spoken out. Now, when one speaks out, one tzad is it ki'ilu, in that tzad we hear the other tzad, ki'ilu, the other tzad is also being spoken out, Biklal hein ato shemei alav, or it's understood, but it's not said. Ule inyin nedel beinin levate bisvosayim. Now by nedorim, it's not good that he understands he wants to make a nedel. By nedorim, you have to speak out the nedel. Now this person said, lachulin shoichaloch. What I'm going to eat from you is lachulin. Did he say it should be a kolbin? He didn't say it should be a kolbin. He said lachulin, not chulin. Now you have to say kolbin. You have to say kolbin. That's the lotion. Understanding I want it should be like a kolbin is not sufficient. So memele. So according to Rameya, the Rameya holds you don't say miklal hein ato shemeya lav, and that's why you have to speak out the second tzad. So kolzman, you don't speak it out, it was not said. So kolbin was not said. If kolbin was not said, so memele, so that's why it can't be another. Mashen ken according to the Chachomim, according to the Chachomim, that they say miklal hein ato shemei alav, so it's like both tzodim was spoken out, so the word kolbin was also said. That's how Rab Chaim said pshat in our Gemara. This is according to all the Shainim, is debatable, but according, this is our Kaponim, a very gishmak pshat, how to understand our Gemara. Now, there's a kasha, that they ask, Rav Shmuel asked the kasha, he says, good, so we didn't speak out, I didn't say lakol, I didn't say it, that's it. But why isn't it worse than yodes nedorim? Who says that as they don't speak out the Loshen? That Kasher Rav Shmuel Rezovsky, yes, so Rav Shmuel says, but Yodish, you have to say something. I didn't say anything. If Lachulin is not speaking about Kolbin, so I'm saying not Chulin is not, we didn't come to Kolbin yet. So I didn't start off either. So I didn't say anything. If I didn't say anything, there's no Din Yodish. That's what he wants to answer. I thought perhaps we could say a second teretz. According to the Shita of the Ritva we had once mentioned, the Ritva says that that Hatfose only helps Bedova Anodo, Shein Hatfose Elo Benedo Gomo, but not the Yodis. We had mentioned already this Ritva two times. The second time mentioned, we found it in the Ritva. We mentioned that the Ritva is Amore de Kolomdis, that Yodis Nedorim Kenedorim means that even though he did not say a Bitoy of Nedorim, but it is an Isser Nedorim on it. But it's not Ki'ilu he said a Nedor. And the din of atfos is achi yidor bedovo hanodol. You have to make atfos in a dovo that a neder was said on it. It's not sufficient that I was matvis in something that has isel nedolo. The din atfos was only said bedovo hanodol. Nayad is not considered ki'ilu I made a neder on it. That's the shitus haritve. So according to the ritve, is very gishmak. So we're asking Akasha, we had mentioned last week that our Mishnah is speaking about Hatfos Areze Nodar Bekolben, that he was Matvis in a Kolben. The Ran also mentions, it should be Matvis Bedovah also, but our Mishnah is telling us Dinei Hatfose, Mashaich Aloch, it should be a Kolben. This is not Kikaze also Alai. This is the Kikaze Mashaich Aloch should be like a Kolben. Lachulem, Kimra, Kedim, this is Hatfose, Bekolben. Harezen Nodar Bekolben. So since it's Nodar Bekolben, so Memele, since it is Nodar Bekolben, so that's why it is also. So we are saying over here that if we will assume that La Chulin is not saying Kolben, so we're asking Akasha Balet La Chulin be Ayata Kolben, Efshereina Chanami, Efshela Chulin is Ayat Le Kolben, but you can make a fossa in something that's only also Al Sayat. This is not, I didn't say Kolben, this is Ayat that I mean Kolben, La Chulin is Ayat that I mean to say Kolben. So Memela, but I'm not saying Kol. So Memela could be it's not called I'm Matfis Bedover Hanodo, because I didn't say that this should be like a Kolman. This should be like something that is like a Yadle Kol. Perhaps we could say this. Al Koponim, so the Gemara had a problem. The Gemara says, that what it says in the Mishnah, Ha'oima lachulin sha'oicholoch means ma sha'oicholoch should be like lachulin. So this will not stim according to Rameya, because Rameya holds we do not say miklal hein ato shemeya lav. Let us see the ra. Savrua hai savrua b'maskone namikoi. So there the Pasuk mentions both stodim. Disnan Rameya Reimer, Bepeire Koima Bekedusha. אף על גב דומרינם בשבוע סעידס. חילסה לרמיה מכללב הן, even though the Gemara says in שבוע סעידס, that what רמיה does not, he holds, you don't say מכללב הן, במומיינה, that's דווקא by moment. באיסורי איסלי, but by איסורים he holds מכללב, Ata Shemeya Haim. Asik Nohosom, the Gemaskonis Agmore is the Besoite Leslei, Mishum Dabi Isure de Ispe Mamoine. Nedorim Nami Mamoine Isbohu, Ahainu Hefze de Mitzer Alei. Now, let us try to explain the Ran's Kashe. And the Ran's Teretz. The Gemara in Shvuah Saides asks Akasha. The Pasuk says, Yayin v'sheicho al teisht v'loi samusu. The Pasuk says that when the Kohen is going to do the Avodah, he should not drink Yayin v'loi samusu, and therefore you won't die. So we derive from this, that's hadiyik. If you won't drink wine, you won't die. But if you will drink wine, you will die. Now, therefore, there's a Mishnah that says, Shisuya Yayin Abemise. There's no chaylik on this Mishnah. Rameya seems also holds like this. Now, the only way we know that Shisui Yain is Bemise is Miklal Hein Atah Shemeya Lav. So the Gemara asks, so how does this stim with Rameya? So the Gemara says, there it is Isure. By Isur, Rameya also holds, he say Miklal Hein Atah Shemeya Lav. So the Gemara in Shavuos Eidus asks Akasha, by Saita, it says, Im loy sotis hinoki va'at ki sotis. That's the Hemshech of the Pasuk. So the Chachamim say, Im loy sotis hinoki, by Stois, Im sotis loy hinoki, and some amel miklal ha'inata shemei alav. Rameya says, Chinkisi, it says a hey and a hey and a hey nun, so it's equivalent, a hey and a ches is nischalef. So we say the posik, im loy sotis hinoki, chinki at kisotis. So that means that the posik itself is telling us both stodim. If she was not mizane hinoki, and chinki she should choke, Mim at kisotis, bat kisotis. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara asks, over there, that's Isurim l'chayre. So if it's Isurim, so why does Rameya hold, you need the chinki, why don't you say miklal, heinat ha-shemeya lav? So the Gemara answers, there's Isure de isbei momoina. She loses the ksube. So it's Isurid Isbei Mamoina, that means the Znus is Mafsid Mamon also, so there he holds, you don't say Miklal, Ein Yato Shemei Alav. Now, let us understand the Ran's Kasha and try to understand the Ran's Teretz. So the Ran is asking a Kasha as follows. Al Koponim, the Gemara in Shvur Saidi says, that by Isurim, Ramei also is Miklal Heinat Hashemei Alav. So the Ran and the Kasha held that Isurim, so the Dharma Zot is also a Shaila of Isurim. So Mamela, so why can our Mishnah go according to Ramei? So the Ran answers, no. The Gemara says by Soite, Isure de Ispe Mamoine, then Rameya does not hold Miklal Heinat HaShemei Alav. Is Nidorim Mami Momoine Isbuhu. Dahainu Chefze de Mitzer Olay. Here there's an Issa Chefze. So this is Momoino. Now let us try to understand what the Ran is answering. L'chayre, the Ran is answering as follows. And let us perhaps give a shtikel hakdomen. There is a Rashi in Mesechtes Psochim. Rashi, the machlik is Rashi in the Ritva. Rashi in Mesechtes Psochim says, if a person is Mekadish, he was Mekadish bekritiko de naise, mishesho isolamailo. So the din is, she's not Mekodeshes. And Rashi says a reason, because kol de Mekadish adaita de rabona Mekadish, vakin de rabona kedusha minei. So that means Rashi, in other words, is saying that really she should be Mekodeshes, but the Rabbonon, since you're Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbonon, they did not want that she should become Mekodeshes with Isra no the Rabbon. The Ritva says, Aposhet Epshat, since it's also Bano mi the Rabbonon, so he didn't give her any money, so she didn't get a Shavu Pruta, so Mamela, that's why she's not Mekodesh, not put a dreidel, called the Mekadesh Adaita the Rabbonon Mekadesh. So Rav Shimon, in a few places, explains why did Rashi have to say kol mekadesh adai to the rabbonim. That Rashi holds there's a difference of isuri ano de rais and isuri ano de rabbon. Something that is also bahano min ha-teire, so the etzem chayfetz doesn't have any shabbos. That what the teire asked bahano, so the teire took away the whole mitzias of ano. It's called adobo she'ein bayano. Just like one could understand by suri achila, or let's say if a person has a machel that has poison in it, so we'll say this is a machel, but it's not advisable to eat. It doesn't have a teiras machel. The teiras says that this chayfetz is also bayano, so it's a chayfetz she'ein bayano. It's the chayfetz. So he gave us something that is worthless. Gave us something that is worthless. Isuri ano de rabbonon is not pshat that he gave us something that's worthless. It's worth a lot, but the rabbonon are standing there and say, don't you dare use it. So that's arye de revi'ele. So just like a person will give an ishe money, and there's someone standing there with a gun, and it's with it all the time, don't you dare use the money. So it's another portion shall be Mekodeshes. I gave you money. Someone is not letting you use the money. That does not mean that I didn't give you money. Someone is not letting you use the money. So the same thing, Isuri Hano, the Rabbonon, is considered that he gave money, but the Rabbonon are not permitting to use the money. Isuri Hano, the Raisa is Keilu Bechlal, he didn't give any money. So Lochayre, the Ran's kasha was, before his chiddush of that Nedorim as Anissa Chefze, so the Ran learned is a Bal Yachel. If I say Masha Oichul Mishaloch is Loichulin, Lachulin Masha Oichul Mishaloch. So pshat is, I'm making an iser on myself. By Isurim, Ramei also says miklal hein ato shemei alav. So we should derive an iser, because by Isurim, everyone is made the miklal hein ato shemei alav. That was the Ran's kash. So what was the Ran's teretz? The Ran's teretz is, nadori nami mamoine isbu. So that's the Ran means to say as follows. When I'm putting, even though we're speaking about Mishaloch, we're speaking about Mishaloch, your machel. Now your machel is to me also a machel. I'm not allowed to eat your machel. I'm a gazlan. But here's a teiras machel to me. When I say that Mashoichel Mishaloch should be a kolbin, that it's also ba'achila, or it's also ba'ano, so I'm making it legabi myself. It's a dovo that doesn't get a teiris, that doesn't have a teiris machel on it. I'm afkir the teiris machel the gabi myself. Or the teiris mummy the gabi myself. And I'm asking after the bayah, no. It should be a kolbin. So the mice is, so by saying, by making a nether, I'm over here. I'm making that the chefze, the nisa chefze should be chal on the machel, but it shouldn't have a teiris machel. This is the surah de isbe momoine, and memele, there are meya holds, miklal, la, biyato shemeyahem. Now, let us just mention one more thing. We have a Gemara that differentiates between Isurim and Momin. By Isurim, Miklal, Heina, Ata Shemeya Lav. By Momin, Yata Shemeya Lav. So we have to understand the concept. By Isurim, Ata Shemeya. By Momin, Yata Shemeya. I mean, how do we understand this? And Befrat, where we mentioned Rab Chaim before, it's Zichushver to understand. Rab Chaim seems to be saying that everyone understands the other tzad. No, the Shaila is it said the other tzad? Is it said? So Mamele, so by Yisurim, it's said. By Momen, it's not said. I mean, we have to understand this. This is very difficult to understand. So I saw in Birchas Avrom, he doesn't speak Pedavka on this Nekude, but he mentions a very interesting concept with perhaps with this we could understand. He says, we see, let's just say a marshal. We see in Isurim, you don't need a Birul Gomel. We see a Hirchen, Vasaroyf, if Roif says it's kosher, it's kosher. It's not Vadai Kosher. Roiv is also enough. You don't need a Birul Gomel. By Momin, Ein Hoilchen B'Momin Acha Roiv. So we see the Anhogis of, by Momin are different than the Anhogis by Issa. So he seems to be saying as follows. The language which is used by Momin has to be a more meduyiktika language than the language that is used by Issa. That means a smaller mashmois is sufficient by Issa, and by Momin you need a bigger mashmois. So mele it could be that in the yisod of Rameya, however you learn pshat in Rameya, miklal lav, yato shemeya hen, that means, do I hear the other tzad? Don't I hear the other tzad? So it matters how much is necessary to be heard. If you need a, by other things, that you don't need a birul gomel, so memela, so that's considered heard already. The mashmois that I have, on the other tzad, that's called heard already. You don't need more than that to be heard. Masha'en came by momin you need a more meduyiktik loshen. So that is not a loshen legabi momin, so it's called, I don't hear the other tzad. Could be, this is pshat. Al koponim, our Gemara had a problem. Our Gemara said, our Mishnah cannot go according to Rameya, because Rameya holds miklal ein yata shemeya lav, kalav ata shemeya hem, so memele, so it can't be going according to Rameya. Ela Rav Yehudi. So we have to say, the Mishnah is going to Rav Yehudi, that holds you don't need a Tanai Kofel. Eima Sefer, let us see the Sefer of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Eimer, ha Eimer Yerushalayim loy omar klop. We hear in the Mishnah says, Ki Yerushalayim is good. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Ha'ayme Yerushalayim Layom HaKlum. So that's, Rav Yehuda Eimer Yerushalayim Layom HaKlum. Mid the Sefer Rav Yehuda, Reish Lav Rav Yehuda. So it seems this Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. Kirushalayim, the Tanakhama says is good. Rabbi Yehuda says Eim Yerushalayim is no good. So Memela, so it seems the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers Kula Rabbi Yehuda hi v'hochik tonish. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ha'oimer Yerushalayim le'omaklum. Forget the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that is Shan the Mishnah. Ki Yerushalayim is good, because he said Achof, and that's Moiran Israel. She Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, why did you say Ki Yerushalayim? She Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Oimer Yerushalayim lo yamaklum. Yerushalayim is no good, and that's we have to say Ki Yerushalayim. So Memela, so the whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frag the Gemara, V'chi Omar ki Yerushalayim Rabbi Yehuda mi mitzvah. Are you telling me according to Rabbi Yehuda, ki Yerushalayim is also? V'osanya Rabbi Yehuda oimer ha'oimer ki Yerushalayim loy Omar klum, ad sheyido bedover ha'korev b'Yerushalayim. You have to say Yerushalayim means the Shtot Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Ki Yerushalayim. You're talking about a city. You're not speaking about Kobonis. That's not Hatfosa. If you want to ask, you have to say Kedovo Bedovo Hakore Yerushalayim. So Al Kolchoch, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Forget the Tanakhama says Ki Yerushalayim is good, even though you don't mention Kobonis. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oime Yerushalayim loyom aklum till you say Kedava Hakori Yerushalayim." But Al Koponim, we see the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "No, Kula Rabbi Yehuda." No, I'm back to my previous tells. The whole Mishnah is going to Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah holds that Ki Yerushalayim is good, Yerushalayim is no good. Ah, you found a Barais Rabbi Yehuda says you have to say Bedova HaKorib Yerushalayim Trei Tanoi Libid Rabbi Yehuda. There's a Machlikas Tanoim in Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see the Ran. So the Ran says El Rabbi Yehuda Doma Bepeik HaShaleach Rabbi Moitzi is Ishtoi Mishum Eilonis, that's Rabbi Kebegis Gils, and that's the Gemara on Menvorum at base. Loi boi tnai kofel, elom rinen mikla lab ato shemeyehen. Right, so it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Spa'af al gav the Rabbi Chanine poli galei the Rabbi Meir betnai kofel beperik oimel. So now the Ran asks, why did the Gemara's going to have problems? It's going to Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be going to Rabbi Yehuda, safe is Rabbi Yehuda, so the Reish can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Ran is a problem, so why do you have to go into problems? Let us say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Chanine. Rabbi Chanine is choylik on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanine holds, you also say, Mikla la bat ha-shemayim. So let us say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Chanine. Afolohochi boy look milamas nisen ke Rabbi Yehuda, mishum dairi bo, because Rabbi Yehuda is speaking in the Mishnah. Va'av al gav de itzrich letchuki lamei metrei tanoi libid Rabbi Yehuda, le boy look mik Rabbi Chanine shle niske bo klal. Stamazoi to make a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Chanine. There's no mention of Rabbi Chanine in this Mishnah the Gemara did not want to do. Therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda is speaking in this Mishnah, so the Gemara wanted to say, so maybe he's the Tan of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, he's not speaking of the Mishnah, but the Mashmois is that the Mishnah is not going according to him. Be the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, Havarei Shalav Rabbi Yehuda. Be the Ktoni Sefer Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Michlal Da'at Hashte, Rabbi Yehuda Bochut Ktoni. It wasn't Rabbi Yehuda. Kula Rabbi Yehudi, Sherabi Yehuda Oimer, so we have to be Sherabi Yehuda Oimer, Oimer Yerushalayim lo yomaklum. He said Yerushalayim, it's nothing. Kibin Shleizker Chof Adimya. For who Adin Leimro Dirim Veitzim. That means the whole reason it is also, because he said Ki Imro, Ki Dirim, Ki Eitzim, Ki Yerushalayim. So the shaila is, if everything needs a chof, so why did Rabbi Yehuda speak about Yerushalayim? Everything without a chof is mutter. Vodim leimra dirim veitzim, ala denoka Yerushalayim mishum de somachlei. Because that's the last thing he said, ki Yerushalayim, that's the last thing that he said, which is also, so he says, Abba Yerushalayim is no good. Avol bepigol noisel vetome is maidabu rabiuda leiboy chof chmeisha pirashti b'mishnoseinu. The Ran had said in the, before, in the Mishnah, that since Shmon al Shem Isuram, so the Shem alone is Moira an Isar. This is Tume Naisar Pigu. So there you don't need a Chafadim. Mishimhochi Tonalu Tane Beleichov. So the Gemara answered, Trei Tano Elibid Rabbi Yehuda, Tane de Masnisen Sova. Bel Rabbi Yehuda, Daitoi al Dover HaKorev Yerushalayim. He Omar, that when he says Yerushalayim, he doesn't mean the Shtot Yerushalayim. He means the Dvorim HaNikrovim Yerushalayim. But you have to say Echof Adimim, V'chi Omar Ki Yerushalayim Mitzah. There we see he wants the Asa. Ma'ashoich Aloch Yerushalayim doesn't mean anything, but he says Ki Yerushalayim, then we see he wants the Asa, and he means the Dvorim HaNikrovim Yerushalayim. The Tana Borosovar, but the Tana of the Baraisal, the Daitoi Aleitzim Vavonim, he doesn't mean the Kalbonis, Yerushalayim, Ki Yerushalayim, he means the Eitzim and Avonim of Yerushalayim. But she Yidr Bedova HaKorov Loi Mitzel. Agavucha, before we go further, we had mentioned Rab Chaim, and Rab Chaim says the machloikis of Rab Meir and the Chachomim is not in the Mashmois, but if it's called, is it considered that the other tzad was said? Was it said or wasn't it said? So Shari Yitzchak, he wants to say, could be this is pshat in the first Rosh. The Rosh says, Kol t'nai she'enei k'nai b'nei godem ne ruven, af al gav de beloi k'feilis, without being k'evil, have a mashme t'noi, the mashmois you have without the k'feilis, les le mikla lav ato she'meyayin, but you don't hear the other tzad. That's what he wants to say, could be that what Rav Chaim said, that's the mashmois of the Rosh. That means even though there's a mashmois, I've got the black verse have a mashme to know the mashmois of the t'nai you have without the kveilis. That means I understand the other tzad mashme to know but the other tzad was not said. You don't hear it. You understand it. Mashme means understanding. Shemeya means hearing. So that's what the Rosh is saying. Even though I understand it, but it is not heard. And that's one thing according to Bichas Avram could be the lotion that is needed by Momin has to be a more distinct or the more meduyik tikka lotion. And that Rav Meir holds, it doesn't have such a lotion you don't hear from Mikla Lab Ato Shemeyahim. Tanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Chulen, Hachulen, Kichulen, Bein She'oicholoch, Uvein She'loi Oicholoch, Muta. So let us see the Ran. Tanya, chulen, hachulen, kechulen, bein she'oicholoch, bein she'loi oicholoch, muta. B'she'oicholoch, pshita de shari. If I say chulin sha'oichaloch, so I'm saying what I'll eat from you should be chulin. So that's poshut. If I said chulin shaloi oichaloch, that means what I'll not eat from you should be chulin. So that is in other words saying what I will eat from you should be a kolbet. Nehei da omalei ma sha'oichaloch lo yehei chulin, so lochayret should be yosa. The Gemara is going to say that this baraisa goes according to Rameya. The last lay miklalav ato shemeyein. Rameya does not hold miklalav ato shemeyein. Fine. Lechulin sha'oichaloch also. Now, let's see. Lachulin sha'oichaloch also. Now, this is very problematic. Let us see the run on this. Lachulen sha'oichaloch osa. Kachi hagirse b'roiv hanuschois. V'koshe tuve. Lama osa. That means, let's understand this aloche. Lachulen sha'oichaloch. What ma sha'oichal mishaloch should be lachulen. And that should be a kolben. So that v'emison is our Mishnah, lachulen sha'oichaloch. And we just said the Mishnah, according to Rameya, it would be muta because Rameya does not hold miklalav ato shemeya hein. And here, we're just saying this paraisa is going according to Rameya. So that's the Ranz kashe, v'kashe tuve, lomo osa. But the only reason this could be also, because we say miklalav ato shemeyahim, ulerab meya leslay, and this one barais is going according to Rameya. V'chiteime loy tzrichin boho miklalav. Here you don't need miklalav. The kiven the oma loy chulen al kochachach kol benav. Loy chulen, that's not, you have to be medayik. Eloi chulen means kolben. So the Ran says, lesser. That's not true. Do mishum hochi okimno le'el mas nisen de loike rameya. Our Mishnah said lachulen, and the Gemara says the Mishnah is not going according to rameya. So you see, klo lachulen is totally in the machloikas miklalav ato shemeyei. Alma afilo bechiyot zrichen lemechlalav ato shemeyein. So it's a shrekliche problem. So how can I understand lachulin sha'oichaloch should be yasa according to Rameh? Lefichoch yesh mi sha'ima v'loi galsina lehochikla. So we're not goyres this bobe. V'cheirem omru lekayim hagirse b'shem haray v'tzal. The lechalin garsina. It's not chulin, it's not lachulin, it's lechalin, beloivov. Shemhochi mitzah de bachalis toide koma. Chalin means chalis toide, which is kochim. So memele is matvesit and chalis toide, so that's why it is also. So either we're not goyris this, or we're goyris lechalin shoichaloch also. Lachulin, now let's go to the next bovet. Lachulin loy oichaloch muta. Now this is lachulin loy oichaloch muta. Now this is lachay very poshit. We would darshan haystes, that what I won't eat from you should not be chulin. But that what I eat from you should be chulon. So this lochayre is poshet. But we'll see it's not so poshet. Baal koponim, so the Gemara says like this. Reishe moni rameiri. The reishe that says, ha-chulen sheloi oichaloch. Which would seem that ma sha-oichal mishaloch should not be chulon. And it says it's mutter. So the reish is going according to Rameya. The last lay miklalav ato shemeyahein. Eima seifa. Now let us see the seifa. Lachulim loy oichaloch mutter. Vosnam, we learned, lakolbin loy oichaloch. Rameya oisa. Lakolbin loy oichaloch rameya oisa. So we'll say that he asa, so what, how does he asa? That what I don't eat from you should not be a kol. But that what I eat from you should be a kol. La kol bin lo yoicholoch. But ma sha oichol mishaloch should be a kol. Rameir oisa, vikashalom. So we had a kasha on this Mishnah. Olesley miklalav atoshemeyahen. For Omar Rabbi Yabe, so Rabbi Yabe said that Rameya holds, Nase ka'imer lakobin yehei, lefichoch lo yoicholoch. He said lakobin yehei. It's not that we darshan loikobin masha lo yoicholoch. Or Masha Oicha Mishaloch should be a kol, because that cannot go according to Rameya. But we darshan la kol bin yehei, lefichoch lo yoicholoch. And that Rameya is moide. Ochi nami, ochi kamalei, loichulin lehevi, lefichoch lo yoicholoch. So the Gemara is asking, just like over there, I say lakobin yehei lefikach leoicholach. So let us say lachulin yehei lefikach leoicholach. Now this is very schwer. What's the tushto? Lakobin yehei lefikach leoicholach. So that's good. It should be a kobin, and therefore I won't eat. But lachulin yehei, we have to already come and say miklalav atashemei yehei. I feel we'll put the yehei, we have to say lakobin yehei lefikach leoicholoch. Lachulin yehei, it shouldn't be chulin, it should be yakom lefikach leoicholoch. So again we have to say miklalav yato shemei yehem. So what's the problem? So that's why here is mut and there is osa. Now let us see the Ran. The Ran is going to explain this. Lachulin le'oicholoch mutter, bein bevov. Now, this halacha could be bevov, lachulin. Bein beloivov, osi shaper, kemoish and neforish besamach. That means we could be goyres lachalin, we could be goyres lachulin. Vikashilo. Now, the Gemara is takashe. Well, lesley l'rameya miklalav ato shemeyahen. That means, here it says, the last halach is, lachulin, first we ask, lakobin l'yoichaloch. Lakobin l'yoichaloch, Rameya says that it is also. So we ask, on that halach, well, lesley l'rameya miklalav ato shemeyahen. The kasalke daitach. The Mishum Hochi Rameyer Oisa, why does Rameyer Asa? Mishum Demash Malay, La Kolbin Loikol. Vahochi Koma, Lo Yehei Kolbin, Masha Loi Oicho Mishaloch. It should not be a Kolbin, but I'll not eat from you. Masha Oicho Yehei Kolbin. That's how the Gemara understood. That's why it is Osa. Loi kolbin masha lo yoichol, or masha oichol should be a kolbin. And that's why it's also, but Rameya holds you don't say mikla lavato shemeyahem. Va'omar Rababe, nase ka'ime, la kolbin yehei. Omar Rababe, nase ka'ime, la kolbin yehei. The kibin, the la kolbin mashme li kolbin. A lamed with a pasach has two mashmois. It could mean likolbin, Umashme loikob, it could mean loikob. Bechol duchte veduchte mefashinen lishne begavne demotzi chayel nidre. So wherever we have a lamed with a pasach, we try to teach the word that the neder should be chal. Vahoche mefashinen dahochi koma. Lakol bin yehe, lefikoch loy oicholoch. So that is why Rameya asked. That means we are not saying that the Yisr is from the Diyuk. Because Rameya holds Miklal Lav Yata Shemeya. And so we can't say the Yisr is Mash Layochel should be Laykob and the Mashayochel should be Kob. No, we say Laykob and Yeh Lafikach Layochel. So the Gemara is, Toy Bezoi, Ochinami, Layma Laykhulen Lehevi, Kloyme Elakob. Lefikach le'oicheloch. The islan lefrushi lamed de lechulen, hochi de lechulen koma, ki heichel de lechul nidre. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Rameya holds that you say, yehei lefikach, whenever he says le'oicheloch, so you say, yehei lefikach le'oicheloch. So he says, so let us say, lechulen yehei lefikach le'oicheloch. So now here the Ran asked this pertinent question, which he asked before. V'chiteima afilohi heichi motzi chayil. What is the kasha? You're comparing lachulin to lakobin heichi motzi chayil. V'tzrichinin bahani loyma miklalav ato shemeyehen. We have to say over here miklalav ato shemeyehen. You have to say lachulin means lakobin. The mishimochi yakimno laelbis omach masnisen, the loiker abmeyer. So what's pshat the Gemara's kasha? What's the kasha? If he says lakobin, so we say lakobin yei lefikach leoicholos. But if he said lachulin in rameyol, you don't say miklal lav after shemeyehem. So what is the kasha? So here the Ran says, ayesot. Lav kushi. Dahani mili b'masnisin de misayim bosha oicholoch. In the Mishnah, he ended sha oicholoch. So if we'll look at these words mean, let's look at the words kipshutom. The words kipshutom is sha oicholoch. I'll eat by you. That's the poshet etach. From a diuk, we have to say no. He wants the aser masha oichol mishaloch. It should be loichulin. That falls into the category miklal lav iato shemeyehim because I have to figure this out. It's a michlal because the words kipshutom. Do not tell what it means. Without the diuk, I don't hear Yisr. The diuk has to tell me Yisr, and he holds me klalav yato shemeyeh. Avol haide misayim loyoicholoch. But if a person says lachulin loyoicholoch, is also mashmet. So from the loyoicholoch, I see already that he wants the asa. So now the Ran says, Machash Diktayre. He says, the Rameya that says, Miklala Viyato Shemeyahim, that is, if the whole Diuk is from the Miklal, I'm building from a Miklal. He's speaking about one thing, and I have to build from a Miklal, but the other way is different. But in here also, I have to build, I have to create Isser from Miklal, Lachulin, Shaykhaloch. He's saying Shaykhaloch. So from the Shaykhaloch, I have to make Isser because of the Miklal, Lachulin, he means Loichulin, Ko. But if he says Befeirish, Loichuloch, so then Ramey is also Moide, that Miklalav, Ato Shemeyay. Hochi peirusha dishmaite leman tegoris lachulen bevov. So, but it's a shtick toire. So now the Ran says, but according to this girsa that we're geiris lachulim with above, so then we have to say that if he's Messiah, lo yoicholoch, then a fellow Rameir is moide lachulim means kol. Oleman de goris lei beloivov. If you're geiris lechalin, which means chalois toide, so then we don't have any problems whatsoever. Osi shaper tvei. So lechalin lo yoicholoch means lechalis toide lo yoicholoch. Lekobin lo yoicholoch means lekobin lo yoicholoch. So the mamish the same. So just like by lekobin you say lekobin yehei lefikoch lo yoicholoch. So the same thing which you say lechalin yehei lefikoch lo yoicholoch. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So it's go poshet. Laman de goes le beloivo vasi shapir tvei dochi porich. Tichi heichi damrinen le korbin yehei. Hochi nami neima le chalin yehei. Deinu chalis toide. Vochi gasine nochi nami neima le chalin yehei. Le fichoch lo yoicholoch. That is the Gemara's kasha. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Ochinami ochi kamalei. This is according to the lechula. Lechula level lefichoch layoicholoch. Or let us say lechalun level lefichoch layoicholoch. So the Gemara says haitane sovolo kerameya bechode. A polygalei bechode. The Tane of the first Baraisa holds like Rameya in the Yisod that you say Miklalav Yata Shemeyahen. A polygalei bechode. But in the second Rameya that says Lakobin Layoicholoch, we say Lakobin Yehei Lefichoch Layoicholoch, that he disagrees with him. So, v'lokavosi b'chode, the last lemi klala v'ato shmei yehen, v'polagalei b'chode b'kolbin. That is the first teretz of the Gemara. Rav Ashi yoma, ho da oma lichulin, v'ho da oma lachulin, v'mash m'leila v'chulin, elo kikolbin. Now let us see the Ran. Sok the Ran, Rav Ashi Yoma, ho da oma lichulin, ho da oma loy lichulin. Kloim. Kulo baraisa rameya. The whole baraisa is going according to rameya. Voho diktoni seife, lichulin loy oicholoch muta. Mairi da oma lechulen bishvo tachas alamet. Is lechulen lo yoicholoch. Hilkach leka lemeima lo yoicholen koma. It doesn't mean lo yoicholen. If he says with hashvo, so lechulen lo yoicholoch. What I won't eat from you should be chulen. Mai amrit, chulen yehei, Masha lo yoichol. Ho masha oichal, yehei kolbin. That's your kasha. That's no problem. Les le rameya miklalab ato shemeyehe. So memele, so very good. So now, we ask the kasha. It says, le kolbin lo yoicholoch. It's good. There you say, le kolbin yehei lefichach lo yoicholoch. Lechulen, he can't say that. Lechulen loyoicholoch, it's with Hashemo. So memele, so the only way you could say Masha loyoicholoch, it should be lechulen. Masha oichol should not be chulen. So that Ramei holds miklalav yato shemeyehen. Hodi oma lachulin kloima bepasa. You see, hod oma is lavdavke, there's no hod oma, but bepasa chalavet. Omaid oma ravashi hod oma lavdavke. La Bereisi, there's no Bereisi that's speaking about La Chulim. Elohochi koma, ho de bois le mitzah. You want to ask, you ask the kasha that this should be similar to La Kolben Le Yoicholoch. Umidam is lo lahach to La Kolben Le Yoicholoch. Kush de kamrit. Very good. You're asking a good kasha, that's true. Kol sha oma La Chulim belamet psuche. That ain't a chanami. So he says, you're very right. Your hoshtik teich is very good. We should, ilachulin lo yoicholoch, wutake biyosa. Because here, since he said lo yoicholoch, safel lo ramei hoz mikla lavata shemeyehen, and this, and I should darshan lachulin yehei, lafikach lo yoicholoch. You're 100% right. That what it says, because he didn't say with a pasach, he said with a shvo. So memelas, you can't say lechulin lahe yefichach leyoichaloch if it's chulin was no lefichach leyoichaloch. So memela, so that's why it's mut. Hachi perushe leman de goris lechulin bevov. That's if we're goris lechulin bevov. So that is pshat and Ravashi's teretz. Uleman de goris beloivo. What if you goris beloivo? Now, so this is lechalin lo yoicholoch. Ravashi ochi mitaretz. Then the teretz is like this. Chioma lechalin bishvo mitzel. Dohochi koma lechalis toide yehei lefichach lo yoicholoch. Dum yidle kolbin lo yoicholoch beoser ameyem. Dinami belamit shvois davkehi. So according to this gilse, when there's a shvo and you say loy oicholoch, then it's awesome. Avol ki koma belamit psucho lach loy chulin koma. Shekein mashmois lishoinoim. The Yevshele Foshoi Bin Yenacha Lachulin means Kolbin. Hilka, Lachalin. We're talking about Chalin. Lachalin means Chulin. The Yevshele Foshoi, not Chalistoid. Lachalin means not Chalistoid. The Yevshele Foshoi Bin Yenacha with a Pasach, you can't teach it another way. With a pasiker means not halistoide, hilker shariyeth, therefore it's mutter the maimotzis lemaima, lo yehei halistoide, mash lo yoichel, ho mash yoichel yehei halistoide, aless lemaima klalaba toshemeyehen. So memele, so that is pshat in the other gilsa. So Ravashi yomal, Hoda Omar Lechalin, Hoda Omar Lachalin, the Lachalin, the Mashmalay Levi Chalin, that means Ella Chulinasis. It should not be, according to this Gilsa. So here it's the other way around. According to this Gilsa, that means with a Shvo, if the Mashmois is Issa Ilbiyosa, because I'll say lechalin yehei lefikach leyoicholoch, like lekolben yehei lefikach leyoicholoch. But if he said lachalin, so then I'm saying klo, it should not be chalis toide. It should not be chalis toide. You can't say lachalin yehei lefikach. Doesn't make pshat. If it's not chalis toide, there's no lefikach. So the only way you could say lachalin masha loyoicholoch, and masha yoicholoch should be chalin. With the Ramadas no mikla lav ayatoshmeyah. Bikashalov ila chalin belamed psuche toni beraise. If the berais, according to this pshat, the berais is speaking about lachalin. Umash melon de loy chalin koma. It's lachalim means loichalim, and therefore you can't say lachalim yeh. Is heichik toni b'mitziyoso lachalin sha'oicholoch also. So how could it say in the reisha, the raivet was geiris the reisha, and he said you were geiris chalin. Now, the difference between the reisha and the seif is, the reisha is sha'oicholoch, and the seif is lo'yoicholoch. Now, the seif, it says lo'yoicholoch, it's mutter, because it's lachalin. Which means, not chalistoide. And the reisha says, lachalin sha'oicholoch is also, so why should it be also? Not chalistoide sha'oicholoch, so why is it also? Adarabe. Havale lemisni muta, the lach, the loichalin koma. Nire be'enai, so the ran answers the mitziyoso belamed ushiva. So it's meiridik. The Ran says like this. The Mitzios is speaking about a lamed with a shvo. The seifa belamed the pasach, which the Tana didn't tell us this at all. We don't have any nekudis. And the whole different, v'chol chod revusa kamash melom. Mitziosa kamash melom. Tochol eiche the oma lamed b'shvo. Avo gav de mesayim bo lishne de hetere, he says sha'oicholoch, lichalim, sha'oicholoch, dainu sha'oicholoch, also. That means even though so he said sha'oicholoch, but since he said lichalim, so I say sha'oicholoch means ma sha'oichol mi sha'loch. So therefore it is also. V'seifer revusa kamash melon that he said, Lachalin loyoicholos, even though he said loyoicholos. Kamashmon del hechadom lachalin bepasa. Afol gav de mesayme belishnei de yisurif, and that's wegen its mutter. So the Tana wants to tell us a revus in each case. If he said lichalin, which means chalistoide, so if I said a loshn, that's mashmois heter, it means a mastering. If I said lachalin, which is a mashmois of heta, even though I said loyoicholoch, it will be mutter. Because I can't say lefichoch, because I say lachalin, not chalistoide. So, and to say mash loyoichol should be this, and mash oichol should be chalistoide, that's mkaleo b'yato shemeyeh. That's how the Ran learns pshat in this Gemara. The linyan haloche notine kab Yehuda the Islam miklalav ato shemayehem tzvamas nisim lehoche. Afal gav damrine b'misha ochsei de askin shmul begitte de shrimera im meisi v'im loy meisi b'tnai kofel. So he says, how can we say we pass night kab Yehuda? We see Shmuel's Mesakin get Shimra to speak up out story. Lamishim the Svile Karameya, Adachoshle, Leravcha de Milse, Gzeirem Mishum Bezen, Toyin the Svirlo Karameya. The Lekofle Letanai, Osile Mishrai Laume. So that's why he said such a losh. But La Locha, we pass can like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's unnecessary to make a Tanai Kofle. Chayn das Rav Alpha Zal, Chayn Posse, Karamban Zal, Behul Chayse. I would like to correct, we had said in the beginning of this year, we said over Kasha from Rav Shmuel, even though we assume Miklalav, Yato Shemeya Hen, it is not equivalent as if he had said the other tzad. Why doesn't it help like Yodis? Rav Shmuel says, because there's no dibur whatsoever. I had wanted to say, according to the Shitas HaRitva, you can't be matvis in a yad, because you need a dover hanodo, so then it's poshet, why, even though we will consider it a yad, but you can't be matvis in a yad. I just like to correct myself, that's a tois, because the Ritva is only saying something that was nesa, mikoyach yad, that you can't be matvis in that thing, because that thing is not a dovo hanodo. But here we're speaking about his matvis in the kolbin. The kolbin is Nesar Ayidei Neder. But I'm mentioning that Fosso through a Yad. So this is no Shaychis at all with the Ritvim.